What I have found on the internet is that you can't have opinions. Everything is a take. You can't be like, yeah, that one really wasn't for me. Because people be like, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah, when I say Kendrick's not really good at lyrics, people are like, wow, you can't just have that opinion.
That is a wild opinion.
No, I was so out of pocket for that one. I can understand Kiwi wanted to kill me. Like, legit.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The look he gave me, he's like, I'm a teammate's a moron. I have to deal with this guy every day.
I'm going
to
run it down mid.
Yeah. He fucking did that a lot. Oh, shit.
When was the last time you ran it down? Have you ever run it down mid?
Oh, yeah, but not on purpose. But I'm just like sometimes it's bad.
No,
I've never ran it down.
You've never run it down?
No, not on purpose. But there'll be times like I just won't care as much. Like, I'll be chilling. And then all of a sudden I have like 11 deaths. I'm like, wow, I chilled a little too hard. Like, usually it's top lane.
No, but running it down mid is running it down.
Yeah,
mid.
No, it's like when people take Nunu and fucking Ghost and just run it down. Yeah. Like, I get it. That's not me. Uh-huh. I won't do that. Even if I hate you, I won't do that, which I don't hate anyone.
Dude, this is deep lore. This is for real heads only.
Dude.
But when I first started watching you, I'm a Cutie Pie and IW Dominate.
Yeah.
One of my favorite videos to this day, talking about comfort watching, is when Dom and Cutie were just playing ranked. And I think they were playing with like Dyrus and some of the other guys. And there was this one challenger player named Dot.
Oh, he's a fucking freak.
He has like a freak out and he griefs them in like six successive games. It's maybe the funniest shit I've. He flashes over to steal like red buff.
No,
it's awesome. It's
that guy was crazy, but also hilarious. It's really interesting. Like,
are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, we're already rolling. Kyle wouldn't let me sit down.
We just wanted to talk, man. I think. I have so much random like old history like with League. It's so funny because I'll say the same stories, but like I played so long ago. I always tell people I played during the dinosaur era. Like, I was playing next to like fucking T-Rexes and shit.
Bro, you know what the real dinosaur era is? I played Dota. That's the first and last time I ever touched a MOBA game.
I got banned on TDA for that game.
Why?
The channel where you went to go do like semi in-houses, I got banned. And the reason I got banned is the funniest shit ever. It says Techies player 04 exploded and quit the game. And that's because my mom wanted me to come to dinner and I just left.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So I was banned. Girly. Literally, I tried playing it on Warcraft 3 like a decade later and I was still banned. I'm like, oh, can you guys unban me? This is really embarrassing.
That's crazy.
Wait, you know what I tried doing? And this is going to, I mean, we've been pretty public about it. OTV is doing like a 30-day challenge for a bunch of stuff. And one of the things we tried was fitness. And I was on it. The results were, one, shocky. But also, like, I'm literally taking 10 supplements a day. And, like, literally, like, a ridiculous amount of stuff a day. I like, do cardio every single day.
Do you feel good?
And I'm in, like, yeah, I feel great. Which sucks. Nice. I hate it. I hate that
it's working.
Eating well, waking up and sleeping at, like, a time... and taking your vitamins is making me healthier. Pisses me off.
It's such a game changer.
I fucking hate it.
I was literally watching My Hero Academia today, and I was on my stationary bike for 3 hours.
Did you watch the recent Stars and where they introduced Stars and Stripes?
I'm working on it right now. Don't say anything.
Why are you watching My Hero Academia?
Agreed. I hate that show, but the recent character is insane.
Can we just? Because I like the bunny girl.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
He likes the bunny girl
and Miss Mountain. Nothing like it's a valid. Giant lady.
But yeah, I've been like on that grind. And like after the thing, it was 30 days, all three of us booked the same trainer for 3 months. Because he's like the best trainer I've ever worked.
So you're doing 30-day challenges?
Yeah.
Cutie, what? Cinderella, Will Neff to Masters. You train us. That's the challenge.
Dude, he just wants to get the Masters. If you haven't noticed.
I have a great attitude.
That would go crazy.
That would go really far.
To be fair, Cutie
the stream
has
doesn't end
until
we get to Masters.
I have had a coach before.
Do you think it? Okay, but like
he was so annoying.
Oh, you play for fun, right? Like, you wouldn't have fun if like someone just like you were in a backpack and you got backpacked to like Masters.
No,
right?
I'm saying we're the duo, and you have to train us up.
How much time do I have?
30 days
to Masters.
Yes.
Yeah, but like. I have a great attitude.
She's been bronze for 10 years.
No, honestly, but like, geez, like, I think that if she started climbing in and someone coached her like in a serious, like, yeah, like a highly efficient way, it would be a lot less fun for her. I don't like doing that.
I don't know what it was. I honestly do think there is a tipping point with League where all of a sudden you start to see the Matrix code.
Yeah.
Like, I was bad, 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 bad. And then all of a sudden I was like, I see it.
You know what's really funny? So Lily has what maybe was not that great at League.
Yeah.
I mean, she still ended like diamond some seasons, stuff like that. But realistically, like, she was like gold, sure, gold, plat, whatever. And then she started playing Valorant. And then she started playing like Tekken. And her biggest problem was never the game. I actually think her mechanics are really good.
Mm.
But then the biggest thing is that, like, she tenses up in like situations which are like high pressure.
Sure.
And because she like practiced other games, she got a lot better. Like, she's better at League than she was before. Never played League. Mm. Doesn't matter. It's really interesting. I like watch her improvement over the years. I'm like, oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
But like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, when I look at a game now, I'm not like, oh, how hard can I climb? How fun is it for me to climb ranked? It's like, can I get OTV to play this game and enjoy it? And if it's not enjoyable for two people, I don't play it. And which is like, I'm so disenchanted from what I used to do that, like, I feel like I've turned too casual. Like, I don't have fun a lot of times playing, like, grinding ranked. Except for maybe TFT, which has been a very interesting
game. I've been jamming TFT.
It's honestly, this is the only patch that has been good. This is the only patch. The one just now. But, like, I think TFT is really fun because, did you go to Vegas when they had the tournament? Okay, they threw a TFT LAN, okay? And anyone could join. Literally anyone. But they had the, it was like, they had days where if you're a challenger, you can buy it. And if you're, like, GM. Sure. I think it sold out by the time it released everyone. I got a ticket to go. It was one of the most fun experiences I've had in, like, the last decade. It, like, reminds me of the old school MLG days. You just show up. You're sitting in a pod of people. You've never met these people in your life. It's seven other people. And we're just looking at each other. Hey, yeah, GG's, man.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're just playing after the first game. Like, man, I placed this. I need to place this. And then, like, over here, he's like, oh, I couldn't do it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it didn't work out, man. And we just, like, we're, like, shooting the shit. Their fans are, like, there's fans of people around you. And they're literally standing right next to you. The spectators can watch and just hover. And people are hovering over the number one streamer, Soju. And they were hovering, being like, ooh, that wasn't a good play.
Like, a blunder.
They were backseating him, like praying on his downfall live. That's crazy. Yeah, but it was insane.
That's disrespectful.
It was, like, such an insane event because obviously it put a shitload of money in it, but it was, like, one of the most fun events I've ever had.
Yeah.
So it was, like, they're doing it again at the end of the year, and that's the only thing where I'm like, I'm going
to
play.
Do they do it just once a year?
I'd go to that with you.
Hell yeah.
TFT, once you have a build, it's just all about efficiency.
Yeah. I think the game is, like, the ceiling is crazy. Actually, like, I watch people play, I'm like, these guys are fucking gods. And then, like, the baseline is pretty easy to get to.
Yeah.
I think for you to have fun, the first couple hours suck ass.
Once I locked in my build this patch, I never got outside top four.
Oh, that's crazy. You're a fucking genius.
No, I mean, it was just mobile fire. What's working?
Actually, since you don't play TFT, you don't know. TFT are, like, the most stat-heavy competitive players I've ever met. There is a stats website where every single choice in the game has a statistic chance of placing a certain number. And everyone checks every single possible thing at every point of the game to see what stats are higher.
Yeah.
It is fucking freakish. It's like we're playing Moneyball, but, like, it is insane.
Yeah.
Like, so the average stat is a 4. The fourth place is, like, winning. So anything above, like, 4.5 is good. But people are like, oh, wow, this augment is a 3.8. It's fucking OP. You got to take it. But this one's a 3.9. But you could pay for $2 more to add and subtract variables in situations to find out the exact stats in every situation. So people
so you can pay money to get more info?
It's like a $2 pay to win thing.
That's crazy.
But it's not even in the game.
You're talking to someone who plays single player role play video games. I play Telltale games.
Ain't about that life.
Dude, I am not about that life
single
at all.
Player, no, I'm like, I try to play single player games for my own enjoyment. I don't know if this is a hot take or not.
I do that a lot
of the times for single player games, you develop your humor the most when you're playing by yourself in chat.
Hmm.
Because what happens is you can develop your humor with collabs. I think the collab meta kind of is gone and dead. because collab beta was mainly during COVID and people wanted to be parasocial and be like friend groups, right?
Yeah.
Online, because they couldn't see each other. And we were like pretty big winners of that because we collabed every day. But now I think, because when you collab, you got to bring your own audience and then you leave and hopefully take other audiences, right?
Mm.
Is in theory what it should be. I think you need to develop your own humor by yourself playing your own games. Whether it's single player or not, but like mainly playing by yourself is like...
Well, then I got a game you got to play. And I think your mind would really lend itself to it.
What?
Have you ever played Backyard Baseball 2000?
Oh my God.
It's the great...
No, I'm more of a Winnie the Pooh baseball.
The greatest and best game. You play it on hard and you play with all the worst characters and it's nigh impossible. It might be harder than Dark Souls.
I have you ever played I Wanna Be the Boshi?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I did not get far in it.
It's a free game. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can download it right now. And I would pay you like $1,000 if you can beat the first two
bosses. Yeah, it's like seizure calling robots.
I will give you a week.
Wait. What is it? What?
I want to be the Boshi.
Why is
it so hard? No. So it's a platform.
Pull it up, Brave Brains.
I'll give you the same deal. I'll pay you $1,000 if you guys can beat two bosses.
Let me see it.
So I Want to Be the Boshi is made by an indie developer. It uses assets from every fucking game. You won't recognize it.
It's cool. Like Mega Man
Kirby,
shows up.
Mega Man,
yeah.
Stuff like that. You'll see Ryu. And it's a platformer where you die in one hit, and then you go through the level, and you fight the boss, and then you go through another level. It's a normal platformer. It's... At the time when it was released, I think the hardest game in the world.
Here's
what?
A little
when was
I Want to Be the
Boshi. Years ago?
Yeah, you're just that little
this
speck
looks like
right
Flappy
there.
Bird.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm telling you, I will pay either of you $1,000 if you beat the boss. I will give you a time frame.
What does the boss look like?
They're crazy. Like, they're like, you'll see. It's
okay. Without ruining some of this stuff, so every screen, you save at the
there's,
beginning.
There
yeah,
you
there's
go.
A boss.
That's a boss.
What the fuck?
And you have to dodge everything they're shooting at you. Okay, every screen save. So as soon as you get to the next screen, and then there's save spots in the middle of the thing as well. If you guys play normal, I'm curious how far you guys can go before you just rage quit. You say you have rage problems when you play games, Hassan.
What the fuck?
I don't
fuck?
Know if you would be able
this
to...
This looks... I wouldn't even be able to land on that.
I don't know if you would be able to get past 20 screens.
Yeah, this is for them real game heads only.
This is how I calm down when I play League. Oh, no, I calmed down. This was my break game, my relaxation game. When
that's,
I played League.
You have a sickness.
So I think I'm like 5 bosses in for this lifetime, and I just never completed it. But
people have.
Faker plays it in between queue on stream and beat the game.
Oh my God, of course.
So if you want to be, if you want to be good, well, he does everything. He does.
If
like,
you want to be Faker,
yeah.
That guy is, he's more robot than man.
He does like. He plays all the hard games. You know that Pogo game that
Pogo
everyone
stuck.
Play. Yeah, mm-hmm. He beat that. He plays like the other game where you're like in a cauldron and you're like going up,
getting over.
He did that.
I hate those games.
Yeah, no, he does like all the super hard games. And Boshi is like, this game is just, it's free. You don't actually pay anything. You only spend your time, and I promise
you only give your life points.
It's your soul.
Yeah,
I put it this way. It was so big at one point. There is a literal global emote of Boshi.
What?
Yes. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it on Twitch, but uh-huh. It's I Want to Be the Boshi, and it's the main character.
Hmm.
So whenever you play it, people will literally spam the emote. So you literally missed out on parts of Twitch history because it used to be like the number one speedrun game and still one of the best speedrun categories to
Where
watch.
Where was I?
Probably having a life, like honestly.
Yeah. Probably, not Boshiing.
What year was that?
I don't know, but it was like pretty early.
Yeah.
But I would
then
say
before my time.
I'm the first boss is Hello Kitty. Like I.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, you guys have some time and you don't know what to do.
A week for $1,000, I might give it a dance. By the way, speaking of which, you guys know.
What?
I have to leave soon.
Wait,
where do
what?
You have to go?
I have to go play pickleball.
What
Wait,
the
what?
Fuck, Will?
Are you
Listen,
serious?
Listen, I've engaged in the pickle lifestyle.
Who are you playing?
Dude, my house has two.
Yeah. I played pickleball last night at a party. I was wearing cowboy boots, and I gave someone the business.
Everyone's been playing pickleball.
Wait, where? You went to a party last night? You didn't invite me.
You went to a party last night? You didn't invite me?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, God. That sounds devastating.
Was it the...
Oh, the Star Wars party?
There were a few of those.
I heard about that.
I didn't go to them.
I don't get invited to parties. So.
I don't either. Hey.
I don't believe this. I feel like I'm... Like,
I don't get invited either.
I feel
retract that dap.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't.
I don't get invited.
I'm gonna look through his DM sometime, and it's gonna see the invites right there.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of unread messages too.
Yeah.
We should have started earlier.
Fair.
What?
We should have started earlier.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, I was literally pacing around the house wondering what to do.
Listen.
Don't communicate well.
Guys, let me put something out there.
Oh, boy.
You guys have
7 p.m. I've told you guys for years now, actually. Uh-huh. That's when my stream starts. So it is my least favorite time to do podcasting. I had to take a night off.
I could have done this earlier.
You took a night off to play pickleball?
No, I took a night off to do the podcast, and then I got asked.
Who are you pickling with?
He was waiting for you to watch. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Raj and I, you know.
You're not playing pickleball with Roger Federer.
Whoa, why?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm just going to go play pickleball with Serena Williams, dude. It's not terrible.
No, listen, Raj.
Serena hit me up.
Raj, Rafa, and I like to get in a pick every once in a while when they're in town.
Get a pick going?
Yeah. Because they can't play with normies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have to play with someone their
and
level.
And they have to nerf themselves so they play pickleball.
That's right. We all put on our tag heuer watches. No, I haven't. I can't bring myself to watch it.
It's gay as hell.
Wait, watch what?
Wait, what?
It's the
Challengers.
It's like the cuck.
Oh, I want to see it.
What? Cuckold tennis movie.
Ooh, yeah. Like
wait,
it.
It's a cuckold tennis movie?
Oh, dude, yeah. You're going to be so mad. I was so angry the entire time.
Why?
Because it's like... Wait, it's exactly what you said. It's a cuckold.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
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 That's the only thing I know about it.
It looks good.
It is good. Oh my God. It's watchable just for the score and some of the shots. Like, the tennis looks even bad from my eyes, and I don't even fucking know anything about
tennis. Oh, are tennis players across the nation upset about it?
Nah, we don't care.
No, I don't think.
Why did he say we?
I used to be a tennis pro.
Wait, Will got a scholarship. To play, what was it, racquetball?
I never knew this.
I was offered a scholarship. Squash.
Squash. Fuck.
But I was a tennis pro in high school. I used to teach kids tennis for money.
Wait, I used to play tennis in high school.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, everyone plays pickleball. But I understand why, because tennis is so much more demanding.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not with someone, you can't just, like, randomly, casually play tennis, it feels.
It's like big ping pong.
Yeah.
Basically, and with tennis, the strings add an element of like a basic tennis stroke is very difficult, and it takes a long time to master. And there's way more variable when you have strings and a soft ball versus a hard paddle and a hard ball. So you can pick up pickleball very quickly.
Dude, my house is pickling.
Yeah,
like literally every week they're like, "You want to go play pickleball?" I'm like, "Nah." I do this thing where I do an hour of cardio every day, just.
What do you do?
I just do treadmill. That's it. And I hate it. I fucking hate it.
You gotta watch anime.
Yeah,
I do. I watch anime. I like
this guy is tapped in. I literally read.
I like. I'm doing work, and I'm just like anything that I don't look at the screen and get an hour.
Yeah, you just can't see the time.
Yeah, it's like
I absolutely fucking hate cardio on a treadmill. Mm. You have to find something fun. I feel like. I've said this before.
Soul Cycle's pretty fun.
I feel like I would rather run away from a cheetah than fucking.
Are you sneaking out now?
Guys, the pickle calls.
I'm mad at you.
I can't believe
that's crazy.
It.
Why are you mad at me?
Because I was going to sneak out early.
What? Because
I
guys made this
show.
The time.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Marsh
I had no
did.
Say in
Marsh
this.
Was in charge.
Guys, are you guys like in a Discord group chat where you guys
we
tell
don't
each
talk
other?
To each
We're
other.
We're in a text message group chat.
Oh, is it weird I don't text anyone?
No.
No.
You can sneak out. I'm
going to go win for you guys.
We're just going to wrap it early. Yeah.
Okay.
We're fine. Sorry.
Wait, no wonder he's wearing like sports stuff. Like
I came dressed for pickle.
You're dead to me.
Wait, like, you didn't even say who you're going with. Oh,
Roger.
Boy.
He's lying.
He's saying
it's
Roger.
Not Roger.
Do you guys,
do you guys think he has a second podcast he's going to right now?
Probably.
Dude, yeah, would you guys be offended if he did?
Yes. Wait, really? He's fake calling
Roger
Federer
on
the phone.
Would you really? Okay, so let's say he had a second podcast he never told you guys about.
Yes,
you guys
I would
be offended.
I already hate Maya.
I don't care.
I already hate Maya Higa.
Wow, that's not.
I hate her.
He doesn't hate her. He likes her a lot.
I do. I actually hate her a lot. It's a lie.
Wait, You guys do wine. Do you guys do wine about every week?
Don't even bring this up right now, Scar. Why would you bring up the name of the...
You think people watching right now don't know the name of my other podcast?
Don't even say it.
They've been here for a year.
I was going to say, wait a sec. Cutie does two podcasts.
I don't even want to think about it. I do two podcasts.
It brings so much anger to my heart.
One makes me yawn. One doesn't. Just kidding.
We're getting constantly cucked.
Wine about it is way easier because I don't have to leave my house.
Oh, so wait.
So this is your wine about it.
So Maya flies here?
We just do it on Discord.
Oh.
Yeah. We switched to just Discord and it fell off significantly because people prefer in person. But, you know.
But it's,
I get paid money to talk on the phone with my friend.
I think that's
Can't really complain. Yeah.
I think that's.
We gotta fly Maya out here.
Understandable. Austin flies.
She has to do a Fear and collab.
You can.
Wait,
she hates traveling. Is her problem?
Wait, I think everyone.
Yeah.
Like the act of traveling.
You
sucks
just talked
ass.
About how you want to travel more.
Yes,
and you love
but the
traveling.
The act of traveling sucks ass. Like, actually, like I'm cool when I'm at the location having fun with friends. Up until I get to that point, the act sucks. The hotel is like bad like half the time.
Maya just has a whole ass 20 animals that she gets stressed about when she leaves.
I see a lot of people in Austin recently. And I'm like, man, I should make a trip down there sometime.
You should.
Yeah, it's the best. Alvarez is the best place.
You should go visit Alvarez. Maya would love to have you.
Even though it's run by a
demon. You could say that without her.
I promise.
Being here.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's run by a demon.
I sign people up for tours at Alvarez all the time.
So you're telling me that like if I go there, she's like, sorry, we don't.
No, she do. I can put you on the schedule right now. When do you want to go?
Do not do that. That would be very bad.
When do you want to go? I'll throw you on.
No, it's not even like that. It's easy.
So even though
it's run by a bad person.
Oh, Maya?
Maya Higa. Yeah.
I've never actually talked to her.
Yeah, don't.
For like a long period
when
of time.
When you go there, just don't even talk
the
to
only
her.
Time I see clips of her or like, or I see her at, obviously at the sanctuary. And a lot of the other times I see her talking about how beautiful she thinks Jody is.
And yeah, she loves Jody. She's got a crush on her.
That's literally the two things I know. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool.
She's got a cow and a crush on Jody. That's all you need to know about
Winnie
Maya.
Winnie's the best.
Mm-hmm. He does love the cow.
I love Winnie the Moo.
Yeah. Winnie the Moo. Yeah.
The red heifer.
Wait, so she can't really travel either because she's got responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, she's got other people there, but she does travel. It's really short.
She go to Brazil.
Yeah, she went to Brazil for like 2 weeks.
I track her movements because that's my enemy. I need to be.
He wants to go steal her cow.
I need to be aware of her whereabouts.
That's good. You're literally keeping track of who's taking your other podcast host.
Yeah.
Like, don't even bring that. Why
Austin,
would you say it again?
Austin went on a different podcast this week too. He went on I've Had It.
Oh yeah, but we'll
did
say
you watch it?
Well, no.
I haven't watched it either.
Maybe we should watch
it.
Wrong
for me to say what's I have it.
I've had it.
As a podcast out of Oklahoma based with the two wonderful hosts that I think were in reality TV at a certain point. They're super cool.
Cool.
They're the best way to describe them, and I don't know them, is like two wine moms.
Yeah.
Oh,
but they're,
that's,
but they're
that's
like
cool.
very, but like, their cool. politics are great. Like you would not expect it kind of, but they're like very woke.
Except for, I have to say, this is me starting beef on the Patreon episode because I can. I've had it with I've had it.
Oh.
I'm saying it. They are haters. The most recent clip that popped off of theirs was they're talking shit on Disney adults. And it's just like.
But I talk shit on Disney.
I know,
adults.
But it's just leave them alone.
Wait, the recent Disney thing that I thought was cool. Did you see the TikToks about Star Wars night?
Yeah.
And everyone had.
Yeah.
The lightsabers.
We have tickets to Pride night.
Lame as hell.
Wait, you thought that was lame?
I got us tickets.
Oh,
you're finally taking me to stream at Disney?
I can't do anything.
You're finally going to take me to Disney?
Yeah.
Wait. When he said you're finally taking me to stream at Disney, it sounds like you're his mom.
She is my mom. And she has taken thousands of people at this point at Disney before me.
It is her fault you haven't streamed at Disney.
You
can stream, but it's going to be Pride night.
No, it is literally her fault.
It's for the gays.
It's not even a joke. I'm not even kidding. This is like a 3-year project at this point.
I'm getting us all matching outfits.
We're on the third year
You're
of Cutie not taking
them
us.
Too?
Yeah, we're going to all wear Pride outfits for Pride night. And they're going to be matching tops and shorts and button ups.
That is one awesome of
yeah,
you. And
thank
two, you dress them too? You are their mom. What the fuck?
Not all the time. Just only when I put them in plays and.
Plays and
yeah,
podcast
and
episodes.
Sometimes
special streams.
Photo shoots. Sometimes. You have to throw costumes on them.
I was unaware of your game. I did not realize.
Yeah, it's as good as Kendrick's.
Yeah, you are.
Whoa. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I'll see. I feel like we didn't talk about that beef enough. It'll be interesting to see how Kendrick replies.
I have listened to a lot of their stuff, and I just don't get all the entendres. I'm not in the scene.
You got to go to rapgenius.com.
Like, I had to literally, like, go to TikTok.
Oh, like the references and stuff?
Yeah, all the... And they're like, yo, you don't understand.
The John Stockton one is so good.
Like, this reference is a restaurant from when he got robbed. And I'm like, how the
New
fuck...
King.
Yeah, I was like, how the fuck was I supposed to know that? In 2009, he got robbed in this restaurant.
Yeah, in his own city. That's mad disrespectful that he, like, got robbed in his own fucking city.
Yeah, and also, it's hilarious that they have 1 million 5-star reviews now, and they're popping off.
Yeah. Everybody hates Drake. Which is understandable. He's been at the top for a very long time, and he's also developed a lot of haters.
Do you feel like if you're at the top, you just have a shitload of haters?
Yeah.
Yes, but he also is, like, deserving, I think, of the hatred and also all of the criticisms, whether it be him being really gross and grooming minors, which he absolutely has done.
There's proof with, like, one girl.
No, it's not even Millie Bobby Brown. It's
I know. Millie Bobby Brown, there's no proof.
There's a couple different,
but there's
very
like this
weird,
one girl that he very much so kind of waited until she was 18. And
yeah, there's a girl. There's a model that he like was flicked up at her sweet 16, like freshly 16 years old.
Yep.
And then he went on a date with her the night that she turned 18, I think, or like right after she turned 18.
Already getting heat. I'm like slightly not nervous. I don't care. It's Twitter, but my tweet about put Millie Bobby Brown on the track. People are like, wow, why bring her up when she has the trauma of like dealing with a pedophile? And I'm like, because I don't believe he was actually, I don't know, but I don't think he was actually a pedophile to Millie Bobby Brown. He's probably just texted her as like a famous person. But I wouldn't use like the other girl as an example. Like, I wouldn't want her on the beat when he like clearly,
he goes to high school basketball games. It's over.
It's just
he
weird.
Does?
He goes to women's high school basketball games.
What?
Yeah.
Like for fun?
Yeah. There was a girl that was talking on Adam22's podcast. Even though I can't believe I'm bringing his name up here. Holy shit. No jumper. Being like, yeah, like Drake followed me because she was like a big fan of my friend. And, you know, he followed me on Instagram and he was a fan of her because he would like come to our high school basketball tournaments.
Whatever it is, I've learned that it's so different than what I'm used to because I generally am not a hater. And this is some generational level hate.
Yeah, this like, is a lot. This is.
I've never
this
seen.
This is a level of hating that I've never. This is what. That's one thing I love. So I love lyrics. I love Easter eggs. I love lore. Yep. I love it. Like, that's why I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Swift has a lot of that.
Yeah, and so, like, that's why there's a lot of musicians that have this.
But it's not really, like, heated. It's like.
There's a few that are heated. But the nice thing about rap music is it is. Hate it. Yeah. Like it's Taylor Swift on crack.
This is
it's so dope.
Literally
it's so, sick.
So crazy where I'm starting a song and it's like he's apologizing to Drake's son. And I'm like, how the fuck can he start a
it
song
is
like this?
Cutthroat.
It was awesome.
It is hate on steroids. It's crazy.
Generational level hating. I remember reading a comment being like,
fascinating.
We've never had something like this before. I don't know if we'll have it again.
No, this happened before. This it was
with,
tons
with
of
Drake,
times.
It happened before.
Yeah, wow. I mean, with tons of people. Even you could go to like, even,
Nas, Jay-Z.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, a funny one was like Eminem and Mariah Carey. They had some back and forth that was pretty
was
aggressive.
Was it as crazy as this?
It wasn't this bad, but Eminem and MGK was.
He switched genres.
Yeah, he switched genres. Like,
I think this is
one of them's gonna have to switch.
This one's so crazy because as a person who's very disconnected, I have my algorithm for TikTok, and it's everyone's algorithm is slowly turning into this. It's just what everyone's talking.
Yeah,
it is fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
it makes me feel nostalgic to a time when like media was more filtered.
So someone,
and everyone could pay attention to the
same
shit.
Someone said this reminded them of when Pokemon Go first came out, and everyone was on the same page. And this is like the Pokemon Go of like rap dissing, man. Like fucking diss tracks, man. The fact that every morning I could wake up and see something, and every evening I could see something again is like. Jesus fucking Christ,
well, they're
Christ,
pretty
bro.
Consumable diss tracks, too, which is kind of hype. Like, people that didn't even know who Dave Free was, they, like, know now. Like, just you just listen to three songs and then you know who he is.
It's
and
crazy.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it kind of brings you up to speed even without having to look into a lot of it, which is like you don't need to know that that van, which wasn't really the van from Good Kid, Mad City, but like that's the van he crushed, but you could still watch it and not like
you don't have to know that. Go past the first layer for and the song, like especially last Kendrick song, the beat was good. Fuck.
Yeah, that was mastered.
It was just really weird. I'm like,
so all of that is deliberate. Like, that's what I like about it. Like, the fact that, so every single retort is calculated. At least I can speak on the Kendrick side of things. I like Drake's music. You know, I'm not a big music listener in general, which is precisely why I say stuff like, I like Drake's music. I don't really care about the artistry that much. It's just like, yeah, it's, he's a top 40 hit maker. Some of the stuff I listen to, it's fine. Kendrick Lamar obviously is more of a craftsman.
Sure, himself. He's more technical.
He's more technical. He cares about the artistry. He is obviously more critically acclaimed, I would say, rather than be as like popular of a almost like a deified figure like Drake is. Problem is Drake also loves being weird with minors. And also having sex with everyone's girlfriends, like all the time.
Yeah, that's what's so weird.
He like deliberately, as a kid who never fit in, I think, like has to prove himself and also is a bit of a pest in that regard where he's always fucking people's girlfriends.
I did see he had a lot of beef with rappers because he has been like with a lot of their girlfriends. And that's why they have beef. And I'm like, that is a strange thing to have.
Including his mentor, like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Who is a tattoo of, which Kendrick mentioned in his last retort.
I will say, if Drake did, because Drake with the most recent response said that he planted all the info that Kendrick, like it was purposely intentionally leaked that Kendrick rapped about the Ozempic, the daughter, all that stuff.
He said he had a fake mole.
If he actually did that, if that was actually leaked, kind of impressive.
It's pretty devious. I mean, we can listen to the song. We can listen to the song and look at the Rap Genius lyrics. So we can give Scar a little dance.
the most recent one or the Drake
one? The
one
that just dropped while the podcast
Jesus
started.
Jesus Christ, man.
Marsh, you want to pull it up?
It's Drake's newest one.
Yeah. So
I did not even realize you guys had Spice Girls. Hey, next to Ghost in the Shell and Trigun, you got some taste.
We got some cool stuff.
The Spice Girls is literally the first CD, music CD my parents ever owned.
So that right there is like the art of this is Dave Free commenting on
a picture of Kendrick's kids.
Commenting on a picture of Kendrick's kids, which he makes reference to in the song as well. But here, let's give it a whirl.
Surprise winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped. I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter
so
that's
pause
11
it.
Years old, I bet.
So this is basically where he says...
And that shit.
He says that there's no one. He says that there's no proof. You have no proof, actually, as a matter of fact. And also talking about how he was referencing being labeled a rat due to legal troubles in the past. In 2010, Drake was involved in a robbery where he cooperated with the police, and the situation led to the arrest of a fellow Toronto rapper by the name of Sizzlack. With this situation involving the Toronto rap scene, it led to many questioning Drake's street cred. Drake also mentions a known public informant across various social media, 1090 Jake. Jake is well known in the current hip-hop rap scene to research court paperwork of popular rappers and street figures in the present time and expose them of dishonesty and criminal misdemeanor in the public eye.
This is so... Like the layers are things that I'm like, damn, if I'm really invested, I'll go through like maybe layer two. Maybe layer three.
Something I really love about this is making everyone really like talk about it when it's like Taylor Swift. If I were to tweet out the same tweets that I'm tweeting out about this about Taylor Swift, people would be like roasting my ass.
It's
you know
so
what I'm
funny
saying?
Because like you would get roasted for Taylor tweets, but what people are doing about This beef is like more.
Yeah, but it's dope. That's the thing. Like, yeah. People think when I tweeted that out, I tweeted that out as a joke, 1,000%, that I was like, oh, so when Taylor fans do it, it's fuck, we're psychopaths. But when we do it with this song, it's cool. But it's like that's clearly very much so a joke because it's fucking hype that people are doing it. I think it's cool. I think it's like so sick. I
actually think people are going to, it's going to spawn more diss tracks as like a market.
Yeah. I like consuming music and not just like listening to it.
Oh, that is very interesting because I'm here on this couch and I feel like this couch doesn't listen to music as much. It's really because you don't listen that much.
I don't, but I am all over this.
I'm all over the place with music. Like I'll literally go from like I was listening to Shania Twain last week.
Oh, fun.
And then, and then I'll listen to like fucking random like anime music. And then I'll listen to, I don't know. I did what was it? The Beyonce was on.
This is the problem. We got to keep listening.
Oh,
Scar, see, you're like.
You should get in like the Fleetwood Mac drama back in the. Oh, so there's
all
such
right,
good.
Keep playing.
Drama. He takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why is Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6
Pause
months.
It. The distance is wild. He's like talking about how his fiance, baby mama, is actually following Dave Free, but not following Kendrick Lamar, and that they've been separated, like they haven't been around one another for the past 6 months as Kendrick moved to New York, and he made he's just like doubling down on the claims that like Kendrick Lamar's relationship with his baby mama is actually on the fritz, and that Dave Free actually is the father of one of the children.
Jesus.
And
they aren't playing, man. There's like,
no, it's pretty
and also
intense.
Simultaneously saying that he planted a fake mole because Kendrick Lamar had said that he had a mole inside the OVO team, and he was like planning and calculating and facilitating all of his attacks. To be fair, I feel like Kendrick Lamar was very quick with his expertly released diss track right immediately after Drake's diss yesterday. And the fact that he hasn't dropped something yet kind of feels as though maybe the inside guy narrative might be true.
I think he pre-wrote all those three and just
was waiting.
Yeah.
That's
now he's like, oh shit, here we go again.
He said he has 10.
Drake said he has 10 in this.
Kendrick has 10 in the band.
Where did Kendrick say that?
In the last song.
Did he? Because Drake says it in this song. I don't know. Kendrick
I just think
said
it's
it.
Diabolical to have like, it's like you have like a chamber for your bullets and you've just got too locked in. You just wait.
I think that's sick.
That is, it's awesome. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think this beef is crazy. And like, it would suck to be a part of it. So
I would hate to be a part of that. Yeah, J. Cole, genius.
Everyone's like, I wasn't familiar.
My
J.
favorite
Cole.
Tweet actually was a fans where it was like Kendrick told J. Cole not to show up to school tomorrow.
Yeah,
so dude, funny.
And then everyone's just like, I wasn't familiar. J. Cole, you cool now? Yeah. We cool, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but for everyone who else who likes drama, which is pretty much everyone, humanity likes drama. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like. It's just, wow, we get to sit in, get the popcorn, guys, every fucking day.
I get scared when it's like, this is so stupid to say. Like, I can consume this from afar, but there are actual, like, fans that are getting, like, worked up. And, like, getting, like it's scary because, like, even in this song, Drake says, like, I'm gonna slit your neck. And it's like, yeah, that's a lot.
No,
I don't love that.
It's fine.
I don't know. I just get nervous.
Also talking about how he's gonna kill Drake over and over again.
Yeah, I know. I just don't like when they bring up like killing.
Yeah,
that stresses me out.
It's like
I know that's
lame, but it's definitely scary because even Kendrick was like, "Oakland's gonna be your last show," and it's like, I don't know. It's just scary. I just get nervous.
I think especially from like the culture of where rap comes from, where people just get shot, like a lot more like I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Not Drake. It doesn't. No.
Oh, I don't know about Drake, but like a lot of
it's Drake.
A lot of hip hop comes like actually from like the streets, you know, straight up.
I don't think it's
maybe
like that
Drake, but in general,
I just get scared when they start threatening each other. It's scary.
Okay, so wait, let's continue. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos this. Collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record. Kendrick has a song. Oh, fuck me. I just made the whole connection. This about to get pause so it. Depressing. This is trauma. He's so fucking stupid. This part is really fucking dumb because one, he doesn't understand mother I like what Kendrick was talking about. Kendrick talks about his mother being molested and therefore having being really fearful about Kendrick being molested as well. But Drake misunderstands it and says like makes an inference that like Kendrick himself was molested and therefore he's like being really panicky about Drake being a pedophile, which is crazy to say. Because the rest of the song, like all of the pedophilia accusation counters from Drake are basically like, I never fucked a teenager. I'm not a pedophile. If I was a pedophile, I'm so famous, like I'd be caught by now.
Oh,
don't say that I'm too good of a pedophile.
Like, that is a weird line.
Just, I mean, there's a lot of weird lines like that. But yeah, he's saying that's why. That's why he is
so I just listen to this stuff, I'm like, the fucking beef is there, you know. Interesting. I'm already invested. I think everyone's invested and everyone's just waiting to see like, okay, where does this end up, you know? Every day
receipts,
every day you get updated, right?
Yeah,
every day is a thing. Is it gonna take a week to finish out? How's it gonna look when the bloodbath clears, you know? It feels like people are definitely taking some sides here, and they probably already have, you know, behind the scenes. But
people are very publicly. I think a lot of people have just been waiting for someone to shit on Drake.
Dude, the Metro Boomin since thing the last was time. So funny, man. I cannot believe he dropped the fucking thing. Was like
BBL Drake.
Yeah, I'll give you a fucking beat. You know, give the best person with this hashtag a free beat. I'm like, what the fuck? Metro Boomin's fucking awesome.
Really keep going.
Ooh. Kai is awesome. I didn't know Kai was a big though. Like literally. So neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with. It's so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive. But you just never known affection. I don't want to diss you anymore. This really got me second guessing. Touch my body by Mariah Carey play. You probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage. But now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just
we gotta suggested. Sit on that
I'm way
line.
Too famous. I love that.
That
if I was fucking underage girls, I promise you I'd be arrested is such an insane thing to say in a song.
Every video, every song's got some banger lyrics, man. That's fucking crazy.
That's not a. I would not say that's a banger lyric.
I would say that's a crazy lyric. You know, it's like something where you're listening, like, oh fuck, you know, kind of deal. This is something where I'm just enjoying from the sidelines, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just like, okay, I'm invested. I'm okay. I'm like looking around here and there.
You were saying some nice things about Kaya before the music came out. What were you going to say?
Well, like, I love Kaya. I love dogs, like, in general. And Kaya's bigger than I expected. Like, when Kaya jumped on me, I was like, oh. If Kaya put her whole body weight on that jump, I would have.
Yeah, she's 100 pounds.
I would have fallen over. Like,
That wasn't good. I've trained her to jump on me, so now she does it to other people too sometimes, and it's not good.
Oh, I can't imagine. Like, you have someone small come in and Kaya jumps on the. Oh my God. Kaya. Is she your mascot?
Kind of.
Are you guys going to the random side? Are you guys going to the. You guys are into Gudetama? It's like the little egg, the lazy egg. It's like the cute Japanese lazy thing. Egg.
Uh-uh.
So there's a Gudetama. Yeah, Gudetama. It's cute. It's a lazy egg.
Ew, why is that one like
slutty? Is it a Sanrio character? Is that right? Yeah. It's a Sanrio
why
character.
Why is that one slutty?
Stop.
Look at the slutty
there's
one.
There's a cafe that opened up.
Click on the slutty one. Go right. No, no, on the right side, in the on the bottom.
None
no,
of
no,
us
no.
Know which one you think is slutty. Oh,
no, he,
never
there's,
mind.
A, there's one that's slutty.
Yes,
look at
we
that
do.
One. Yeah, click on it. What a, the fuck's going on there?
There's a cafe that opened up in SoCal.
Do they have
and
that
it's
one?
Themed?
Yeah, it's super themed. It just opened up recently. The lines are like crazy for it.
Aww.
But I was looking at, I was like, should I go? It's fucking crazy.
Bro, you're tapped in. You're tapped into the,
dude,
anime culture.
I am just, it's just my For You. Just like, what does it give me? Oh, Kendrick. Okay. Drake. Okay.
some lazy eggs.
Yeah. Lazy egg, some NBA. And then I got it. I got everything. Yeah. Whoa.
I have to run away.
Is that the Trigun?
We're going to wrap it up.
Is it the Trigun?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wash the Stampede.
Yeah. Did you watch the new one?
No.
It's
one
actually pretty good.
The one that's 3D. The old one holds a good place in my heart.
Yeah. No, but the new one is actually, there's some changes, but overall it's still pretty good. Like the CGI actually wasn't really devastating. All right.
Do you want to, you guys want to finish this up? You want to just chill and talk about something else? Or?
All right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. We're going to end it on that note right here. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We had to cut it short because Will had to go play pickleball.
Well, and I had tickets. I should have calmed. I didn't calm. I just assumed.
And Cutie also has to leave because she has some fucking sick shit going on.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just literally going to stay in Hassan's stream
for
the next hour.
You can stay, yeah.
Me and Scar are going to go watch Blue Eye Samurai, which he hasn't watched, which is weird.
You want to watch it with the stream? You ever get DMCA'd before? You want to?
You know how much I've gotten DMC? Bro, I was at the heart of like React Gate 8 times.
Oh, that's true.
I got false DMCA by someone claiming to be Master Chef.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, and then it made news. Like, people were like celebrating it.
So you're saying you want to get you ever be on the news again?
No, I don't. I want to stay away from being on the news. I hate being on the news.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Cara.
What episode is this?
We don't know.
Well, I have no idea.
95.
Thanks for watching episode 95 of the Fear and Podcast. See you guys later.